the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted just to run over an election special, because here we are on the day after the election in the US, and obviously we've got Donald Trump as a new president of America, which is all very interesting and quite scary, all in its same sort of all in one go sort of thing, really. So we had Brexit in June, we've got Donald Trump, who actually doesn't take office until January, when the handover actually takes place, but it's all fairly scary depending on your point of view. And lots of people very nervous, a lot of people very upset, some people are excited as well, obviously. But it also very confusing time, because how can somebody who's so racist, misogynistic, how can somebody like that get into power? But here we are. And I think it's because the people at the very bottom, the people who are not earning enough money right now, they're the people who are obviously being most affected by the decisions of the government. So, you know, if you take someone on 200 grand and the government makes a decision, yeah, they'll be affected, but they're not as affected as somebody who maybe earns £10,000 a year or £15,000 or £20,000 a year. And because there's a lot more of those people at that bottom end that are just not earning the income. And don't get me wrong, it's not just the fact that we're not earning enough income. It's about the fact that everything's so expensive, especially here in the UK. Rents are going up, shocking amounts. Property's about to go back up as well. We've got a 15 to 20% increase on raw materials that are imported from Europe. And so things like petrol, food, wardrobes, all of that good stuff, all of that is still going to start going up in price as well. And then we're going to have inflation. Now, of course, inflation is really good if you're earning 200 grand a year, because you've generally got assets like properties. Inflation erodes debt. So the true value of a property keeps on going up, but the true value of your debt keeps on going down over time. So again, the people at the bottom are the ones who are getting hit the most. And so one of the reasons why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer is simply because inflation goes up and erodes the cost of debt over a period of time, whilst the asset increases in value. Property is the best example there. Rents go up, but the mortgage monthly payment basically stays the same. But if you're on a breadline and inflation goes up, you know, your benefits aren't going up. And I don't just mean people on full-time benefits, but people who are also getting at-work benefits as well. So these are people who are getting top-ups from the government because their salaries are so low. So again, the people at the bottom are getting hit the hardest. And they are at the situation now where they'll do anything to get some change. They don't care what the consequences are, because the consequences that they have right now can't, the consequences that they're about to get can't be any worse than the consequences that they've got right now. And so they're prepared for change. And whilst other people, possibly the more wealthy people, are jumping up and down, the same happened in Brexit, the people at the bottom keep on getting trampled on. You know, we do homeless work, handing out backpacks and so on. And some of the stories are shocking. Simply, poverty is a disease on our society. And until that's eradicated, we're going to continue to get crazy decisions. So, look, what can you do about it? What are the things? What are the steps? How can you extrapolate yourself from this situation? Well, I tell you, the number one thing that you can do right now is you've got to start generating more cash. It's as simple as that. If you have not got enough money coming in, then you're going to be affected by other people's decisions. If you've got excess amounts of money, £200,000-£400,000 a year, other people make decisions, it will still impact you, but by a far less amount. Whereas if you're, you know, living hand to mouth, month to month, and you're 2 months away from bankruptcy effectively, which is what most people are, because they've not got any assets generating cash, then you're going to have a problem. And this is the key. You've got to extrapolate yourself from the local economic market. What I mean by that is, if you live in the UK, the local economic market is what's going on in the UK. And so, you know, is the economy in a recession? Is it doing really well? And so this is the difference that I need you to understand, is that, for example, we have a personal economy and then we have a nationwide economy. Now, the nationwide economy has actually increased a little bit because people are buying more from overseas because the pound has dipped by 15-20%. So things are cheaper from people overseas to buy here. It's like, you know, everything's on sale right now if you live overseas and you're buying in the UK. But then also because of that, we've got inflation problems and that sort of thing. So look, the biggest thing that you can do is you've got to start generating more cash. The next thing that you need to do is you've got to start cutting your costs. So you've always got some money left at the end of the month. And that money either goes towards paying down debt, which is in effect, is the same as increasing your income. Imagine if you had an asset that paid 20%. And let's say you could buy those assets for £5,000 and every year you made £1,000. Like, how many of those assets would you need? Like, you'd need 20 assets, that's 100 grand, and you'd be pulling in, what, 20 grand a year, something like that, if my maths is right? So, let's assume that you could do that. How many of those would you go out and buy? Like, how much would you be saving up to go out and buy one of those? You'd be saving towards your first 5 grand to get that return of £1,000. Right, you would, wouldn't you? Now, let's just turn that on its head. What if that was an asset that we call credit card debt? And let's assume you've got credit card debt. Look, for every £5,000 of credit card debt, you're paying down or you're saving yourself £1,000 of income every year. That's a phenomenal amount. £1,000. So this is why your credit card debt is so important to pay down, because most of them are around 20%. All right, some are 9, 10, some are 15% and so on. But even at 9 or 10%, I see people buying properties that are giving them a 7% return on investment or a 7% yield, and yet their credit cards are 20%. It's like, what are you doing? Get rid of your credit cards. And I didn't do this. It's one of the things I really regret. I held on to my credit card debt. And I didn't pay it off. And I had people saying, oh, well, just generate more cash from your properties. And I did that. And then, obviously, I went through my separation. And then we went to court and all the family court fees, all for the solicitors and so on. And boy, that credit card debt was like kryptonite around my neck. And it's only now that we've come out of it. You know, this was 7 years ago. And it's taken us such a long time to get out of all that. And so it was one of the things that really stopped us becoming wealthy. And also then, not only have you got this credit card debt, because but circumstances change. And when those circumstances change, you have a problem, effectively. So let's say you lose your job, you lose a couple of your assets, you still got this credit card debt around your neck. Pay the damn credit card bills off. If you can save yourself 10, 15 or 20% per year, you know, if you've got £20,000 worth of credit card debt, I mean, think about that. 20%, that's £4,000 a year. That's what, £350 a month, just in interest payments alone. Like, in terms of, you know, that's how much you've been charged additionally on top of your credit cards. That's not how much you're paying off. That's how much your credit card debt is increasing by, effectively. But it does get paid off because you pay the minimum amounts, right? So look, you've got to get rid of that credit card debt. So you've got to increase your cash, got to pay down your debt and reduce your costs. And then you've got to move that money into assets that will generate long-term wealth. And when you can generate enough of those assets that then cover your income, then you're moving from off the breadline, obviously, because then you can still have a job as well. And then you're increasing the amount of assets that you've got. And that's moving you towards wealth. And so the key here, it doesn't matter who's in power. It could be Donald Trump, Donald Duck, Hillary, who cares, right? It doesn't matter. The point is that you've got to create your own financial economy. Because then you can start to look after yourself. You can start to look after your kids and your kids' kids and your kids' 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 kids. And so on. So the key for you right now is forget about all the excitement of Donald Trump winning or horror or whichever one. You know, there's very few people who are, I'm in the middle. I'm not fussed. There's very few, you know, you either love him or you hate him and you're petrified. Okay. So look, forget about all that. Take all of that energy into paying down your credit card debt. You know, we do webinars on, property sourcing, how to make money on that. We do webinars on buying a property to do up and sell. We do webinars on lease options. We've done webinars on rent to rent. We've done webinars on every aspect of property. We've also done webinars on how to make a business as a £100,000 a year coach. We've done all these webinars and we get to speak to some people about them as well, because they come to me and say, Dan, can you give me a hand to do it? And of course we say yes, depending on the person, you know. So all of that information is out there, but the key for you is to actually implement the information, is to actually put that into action. So you're taking actions that will lead you towards you making money. Because when you start making a lot of money, you even turn the news off. You don't watch the TV because you've got bigger and better things to do. like generating more cash. And people say to me, well, when is enough enough? And enough is enough when all that money is not only paying down all debt, including mortgage debt, but then it's moving into other assets, which are then generating yet more cash. So it's like the snake eating its own tail. Your investments should eat their own tail. Your investments that make 10 to 15% on the cash that you've invested should be then making 10 to 15% on the 10 to 15% that's already been invested. And it goes on and on and on. And after you get to that point. So let's take this as an example. It's a wonderful example. Why does the government not invest in overseas bonds? So instead of borrowing money constantly, what would happen if the government could get, you know, it puts a billion in and it gets a 10%. Let's use easy numbers because I never know how many zeros are in a billion. Let's say it puts a million in, nice and easy. So that's six zeros, okay? So wouldn't it be nice if the government could put £1 million into an investment and then it every single year it returns £100,000 back? Now, obviously, after 10 years, you've got all of that original money back. What happens after 10 years? Well, now, not only have you got that original £1 million back, you're also then making £100,000 every year. Now, you take that same £1 million and you put it back into another investment. And after another 10 years, then that's generating the equivalent, because of inflation and so on, of £200,000, you've got your £1 million back. And then you do it again and again and again and again. And look, after 100 years, probably less than that, quite frankly, but after 100 years, what you end up with is a government that's incredibly powerful, incredibly wealthy, and it can put that wealth and expend it on its citizens and on public services and abolishing the poor and giving everybody a job and even giving everybody a basic income. How cool would that be? And then people can choose to do whatever they want with that basic income. So like the basic income would be about £1,200, £1,500 if you're in London, or £1,800, whatever it needs to be. Whoever needs to work that out can work that out. But look, if that would work for a country, first of all, there's two questions there. Why is no one doing this? And it's not doing it. Do you know why it's not doing it? Because of all the debt that the government has got. It can't do it because it's already paying debt off elsewhere. It can't then put money into an income, into an asset. But just imagine if it could break that cycle. Imagine if the government could do that. But then the second thing to point out here is you, your debt. Imagine if you could break out of your debt and you could pay down all of your debt, all of your credit cards. Like, you can do it. If you can spend it to get into debt, you can work your way out of it and get out of debt. It's not easy. It is difficult. It's meant to be difficult. Getting into debt is like the kryptonite. That's what we talk about all the time. Debt is really bad. Unless you're getting into debt to educate yourself, and I'm not talking about universities here. I can't think of anything worse than going to university for 4 years, spending 40, 50, 60, 70,000 pounds, leaving university on a 30 grand a year job with a 70,000 pound debt. That's crazy. Why would anybody do that in this day and age? I've not got a university degree, I'll tell you. And yet my wealth's doing very well, thank you very much. And now, by the way, all things being equal, I still want my kids to go to university because I want the experience. But I don't want them to go to university and come out with 70 grand's worth of debt. I'd rather them go into work as an entrepreneur and find ways of actually making that 70 grand and then paying for university. Why not? Look, the default standard that we've got of how we should live our lives, you go to school, you go to sixth form or college, you then go to university for 4 years or 7 years if you're a doctor and you're earning 50 grand a year. That's mental. We moved a heart surgeon into one of my luxury penthouses in Leeds City Centre and, you know, we asked for paychecks. I looked at his paycheck and it's like, I've got five GCSEs and I earn more than this heart surgeon every year. That's crazy. 7 years. And I bet he's still paying off his debt. This guy was in his 50s. I bet he's still got debt. He's got credit card debt. And obviously, as a heart surgeon, then you need the Porsche 911, then you need the fancy flat, and then you need, you know, all this extra stuff. And it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So look, stop panicking. Focus and concentrate on a way for you to pay down all your debt. Focus and concentrate on a way for you to generate more cash. I don't care what it is, as long as it's not illegal, as long as it's not illegal, and as long as it's not multi-level marketing, which is complete and utter rubbish anyway, doesn't work, then you should be finding a way to create a business. It could be a property sourcing business. It could be working as a coach part-time and generating income. And we've got webinars that can show you how to do all that. And if you want help, we've got coaching products that will help you get there as well. So look, they're the things that you've got to focus on. Then you move the spare cash that you've got into assets. And then in the next 4, 8, 12 years, then it doesn't matter who's going to get in. Nigel Farage could come Prime Minister. Or who are the really bad ones? Boris, he could become Prime Minister. George Osborne could become Prime Minister. And no one would care. Like, you simply wouldn't care because your personal, financial, economic climate is more than looked after. So look, I hope that's useful for you. I wanted just to cover this off today because I see a lot of people panicking, not sure what to do. And the focus and energy is on the wrong subject. The focus and energy is either on being very excited for Donald Trump or being very scared of Donald Trump. And actually, they should be very excited in their own personal economic climate, or they should be very scared about their own economic personal climate. Because either one of those will get you the result that you want if you use that motivation properly. All right, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latter, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.